Hello, I'm Peter Cox, and welcome to another audio insight into my landscape photography. The image we're going to be talking about today is Plume Detail, Eyjafjallajökull Volcano, Iceland. In this image, we see the plume of ash and steam being emitted from the crater of the volcano. The image was taken from a small aircraft. I took a couple of flights over the volcano while I was there photographing it, and this is from the second flight. You can see on the left of the frame there, sort of where the plume is coming out of the top of the mountain. It's covered in cloud, which made it sort of difficult to get as close to the crater as we did on the first flight, or at least we could get as close, but you couldn't see nearly as clearly what was going on. So we stood off a bit and flew out a mile or two to sort of photograph the volcano in context. And this was, I think, toward the end of the flight as we were sort of wrapping up, and we were just passing close to the volcano, and I was struck by this particular composition with the mix of the black ash and the white steam coming from the melting ice, just sort of emerging from this thin layer of cloud, and then there's quite compelling patterns on the ice cap underneath. You can see the patterns in the snow, and then the shadows of little fragments of cloud and bits of ash and so on. This photograph, what really appeals to me about it is the patterns and the textures. I like the way that the steam and the ash are very well mixed together, and it's this sort of piebald sort of effect, and you can really get a sense of the billowing nature, particularly of the ash clouds, and there's lovely sort of modeling of the light as it falls across each individual bit of the cloud. And then particularly on the right-hand side of the frame, I enjoy just the contrast of the white steam, and then that dark shadow underneath the cloud. You can just see this black shadow just sort of very ominously sitting there. And that sort of gives an idea as to what it's like under the very volcano itself. And this, of course, is all contrasted with this beautiful blue sky with some nice high-level wispy clouds on in the background, you know, sort of showing this very peaceful side of the scene. And indeed, the whole thing does look quite peaceful despite the devastation that it's caused both locally within underneath the volcano and, of course, to air travel worldwide. I hope you liked the photograph, and I would like to point out that seeing it as a print is far superior to what you see now on the web, and this goes for all of my photographs. So I do encourage you, if you enjoy the images, to purchase a print, as it's really only through your support in this regard that I'm able to keep producing this type of work. And with that, that's the audio insight for this particular image, and please look forward to more in the future.